Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of Thursday, October 24th, 2013, convening at 8:43 p.m. Eastern. I am Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, and Richard Uzel, Secretary. Mr. Uzel, could you please call the roll? Thank you.
Okay. Edward Seeger.
Here.
Thank you. Rosenberg.
Here.
Thank you. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Thank you. Diaz. Can't hear you, Benito. King. Can't hear you, Lizette. Norman. Can't hear you, Tony. Stitt. Can't hear you, Katia. Brazon.
Odd. This is very odd, these people that are not on.
I know. Where is everybody, right? I don't know.
Who is
that? Having trouble getting in.
Wait a minute.
You know, I got on the executive line because I hadn't gotten a notice with the code for this meeting.
You too, Brian? Okay. So I thought
I think it's everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Seriously, I was feeling like I was the only one having that problem. Okay, thank you.
But actually, this is my issue. I got notice for the agenda.
Okay, can we go on with the roll call? Is anybody here from Washington?
I think someone should get on the executive line and tell people to switch over.
Sure. Yeah. Good idea.
Who wants to do that?
This is Heather. I'll do it.
Thanks, Heather.
Okay. Is anybody there from Washington? We'll keep going. Brazon? They may all be over there. Crumshow?
Present.
Thank you. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Alan?
Alan is present.
Thank you. Polinar?
I'm here.
Thank you. Pinchel? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel here. Burden?
I'm here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Saba?
Present.
Thank you. Did somebody just come on? Okay, Gray? Oh, she must be making that call. Lane Ewart?
Present.
Thank you. Salvador?
He's not present on tonight's call.
Okay.
This is Heather. Richard, there was nobody on the executive session line.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, who's that?
This is Katia, and I'm sorry, I had to find this line. It wasn't listed. I went back to an old one.
Okay,
good. Everybody tonight, Katia.
You might get in touch with the other people in Washington, too, because none of y'all are here. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Good evening.
Did somebody just come on?
Yes, I got knocked off. This is Jessica. I just got back on the phone call.
Who is that?
This is Jessica. I got knocked off.
Oh, okay.
Summer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Do we not need, because of the subject matter of our executive session, do we not need a new executive session number this evening?
Indeed. I had asked Richard Uzel, could you comment on that? I believe John L. Miller was supposed to have set a new one. Is that the one that was sent out to all of us?
You're asking me? I don't know.
Okay, so why don't we do this? I'm going to ask for agenda approval, and I'm going to hand the chair to Heather for a moment, and I'm going to call John and see if the number that was sent to us is a different one, and if not, he did generate one, okay? So, Heather, can you take over the chair, please, and deal with agenda approval and minutes approval while I track this down?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to go on mute.
All right, so do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Teresa Allen. I move that we approve the agenda.
Yes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Are there any objections?
This is Brian here.
Yes.
I'm concerned that we've had some very major personnel issues come up that are going to need a lengthy discussion in executive session and appear to me to be the top priority for us as a board right now. So my concern is that we get into executive session quickly. I'm not sure what the best way to address that is, but I wanted to raise it before we locked in an agenda.
So is there any additional discussion about that, about Brian's concern?
I'll just say I'm this Teresa. I would say that I hope that we get into executive session at the time that it is scheduled for, and that we not. I beg people not to ask for extensions of time so we can get through as many of the budgets as possible for budget approval.
Serene for the staff.
Who is that? Serene.
Serene for the staff, please.
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
Okay.
I seem to be having some interference. People
Brenda,
phone.
Brenda from KPFK is on the call.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I would like to propose that we end the open session by 9:45 so that we're not on this phone until 1 o'clock in the morning. So we move into executive session at 9:45 or 9:45.
I second. Margie.
In
second.
1 hour. Yeah. 1 hour.
1 hour, right.
What was that time? 9:45?
Right.
Well,
Eastern.
It's 8:50 now, so let's just make it an hour from now.
Okay. 8:50, fine. I second that.
Okay, so we've had one motion to... to approve the agenda. The other is that we change it to 9:45. So,
this is Lydia.
No more discussion. Hi, Lydia. I'd like to proceed then to. Are there any objections to the? This is sort of like an amendment to this motion in some ways. Are there any objections to meeting until 9:45?
Yes, Carolyn here. There's no one from Washington here, and there are some items that pertain to Washington, so given their absence, I would object to changing it without their input. Thank you.
He is on the call.
Point of order, it's 9:50.
9:50. Okay, so, all right, so there's an objection to this, so I'm going to ask that there be a vote on this, that we meet until when, 9:50?
Yes.
All right, Richard, would you please call the roll? There's an objection to this, though. So.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard Katia asking to be on the staff.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Katia, you have a comment you'd like to make?
No, I didn't. It was Serene pointing out that it's not true that no DC people are on the phone because Katia is on the call.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
And Tony just went
Did I hear that Brenda wanted to say something as well? Brenda, are you on the staff?
Okay, Tony, I'll get you.
I think Brenda just said she was on the call.
Okay.
I was on the call, but I would like to get on the stack.
Oh, pardon me, Brenda.
Brenda, please go ahead and make your comment.
Okay. I actually would like to propose that we discuss, I want to know when we're going to be discussing the DAI situation, if that's in executive session. And also I had sent out a request for all the ED resumes, and I have yet to receive any.
I didn't hear your last comment. I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
Yes. I think I sent out a request for seeing all the ED resumes of people who applied, and I have yet to see any of them, and we're less than 2 weeks away from the in-person meeting.
Okay, well, thank you for that comment. We'll have to address that. But right now I want to deal with the agenda. So we have on the floor that we meet until 9:50, so there has been an objection to that. So I'd like, Richard, I'd like for us to call the roll on this.
Okay, you ready to vote?
Yes, please.
Excuse me. Edward Seeger?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz? Can't hear you, Benito. King? Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman?
I came in late, so I think I'm going to abstain until I really find out what's going on.
Okay, abstain. Stitt?
Yes. Yes.
There was a yes.
Yes.
Brazon? Thank you.
Yes.
Brazon?
Yes. Yes.
Crumshow?
Yes.
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Reese? Oh, no, you're chairing. Sorry about that. Alan?
Alan says no.
No? Polinar?
Can I pass, please?
You want to pass? Okay.
Yes.
Hitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzzell, I'm going to pass also. Burden?
No. That's three votes. No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gray?
I'm sharing right now, so.
Oh, you're sharing it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew somebody was sharing. Can't put anything over on me. Let's see now. Then Summer gets to vote on.
I'm sorry, I'm actually abstaining because I was out of the room talking to John L. Mellon, straightening up session stuff.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Lane Yard?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we got two passes. Apollinar?
I'm sorry, no.
No?
I vote no.
Okay, and Uzzell, I guess I'll vote no also.
Point of information?
Yes.
Serene?
Yes, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I had sent a note to Richard, might have been yesterday, I don't know, about a motion from the WBI LSB, and I understand that the secretary did submit it. Is that on the agenda?
Point of whatever that is, personal privilege? I put it on there. I got it this afternoon for the first time from Mitchell, and I put it on there this afternoon, and I think I sent out a revised issue of the agenda at the last minute. You guys need to get that stuff to me sooner. Gee. Okay, that vote was 7-7-3.
Well, neither Summer Reese nor Heather Gray have voted, so maybe at least one of them could vote. Actually, I think either of them could, because chair could break tie.
Teresa, at...
Sorry.
Summer abstain and chair, and Heather is chairing. So let Heather chair.
Okay, I'm going to vote no.
Okay, I'll vote.
Who is that?
No, well, some...
Too late for me. Go ahead. Sorry.
So the vote does not pass then. So I'd like to move then to
Margie,
approve the agenda.
No, I have an amendment.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry to do this, folks, but we have a bad record. I want to move that we move to executive session at a time certain I've lost the agenda here.
10:30. Yes. Yeah. So that's
no matter where we are. That means no matter where we are in the meeting, in the discussion, at 10:30 we go into executive session.
I'm sorry, point of procedure, Carolyn here. Carolyn, go ahead.
The motion has been defeated, so there's no amendment to it. As long as you're making a new motion.
I'm making an amendment to the agenda.
All right.
That we will move into executive session at 10:30, no matter where we are, no matter what's going on. The chair will not entertain any motions to extend.
Got it.
All right, so are there any objections to this amendment?
I object. Well,
so there's an objection. All right, so Richard, would you please call the roll on this?
Okay.
Was there an objection?
Yes.
There's an objection. So would you please call the roll?
Okay, folks, this is a vote on whether it's a time certain at 10:30. Okay, Alan?
Yes, I say no.
No, okay. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Hitchell?
I'm sorry, Richard, this is Jessica. I actually didn't hear what this vote is for.
This vote is on whether the 10:30 adjourn time is a time certain. Or it was set it to be a time certain.
Can I also pass, please?
Pass, okay.
Thank you.
Nancy? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel? Pass. Burton?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Coleman?
Pass.
Roberts?
Yes.
Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Excuse me. Edward Seeker?
Yes.
Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Well, was that Tracy?
Yeah, Richard. Hi, Richard. I'm going to abstain. I don't really.
You're going to vote what?
She's abstaining.
Abstain. Okay. I got it. Siegel? Wilkinson?
Yes.
Diaz?
Yes.
King? Norman?
Yes.
Stitt?
Yes.
Brazon?
Yes.
Crumshow?
Yes.
Medina?
Yes.
Reese? Summer, you get to vote. Okay, Polinar?
No.
No. Zell, I'm going to abstain. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. OK. Okay, it's 12-3-2, if I got that correct.
Okay, so the amendment passes. So that means that we will end the open session time certain at 10:30 and move into executive session. Are there any objections to the agenda now?
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
I just need to clarify in a very awkward way. Will our CFO be participating in budget discussion during the public session?
I don't know. Is Summer on? Summer?
Yeah, I'm here. No.
The answer is no.
I think I have to move to postpone that item in the absence of that person. That is the bounds towards chief officer dealing with financial issues.
So what you're saying is that item should be off the agenda under the circumstances. Is that correct? That's your motion?
Correct.
That's a motion.
Point of information, Benito.
Yes.
Which item are we talking about? I didn't get it.
Budget approval.
Oh, budget approval. Yeah.
Altogether, so that's item B on the agenda. Is that correct? Approve the 13-14 budget. That's what you're talking about, Brian? Brian?
Yes, correct.
Can you move?
Teresa for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Need a second to the motion?
Yeah, is there a second to this motion?
I second it.
And who seconded it?
Benito
seconds the motion. All right. So, Teresa, are you on the stack? Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know about other people on the board, but we have people on the finance committee, and I've talked to the people on the finance committee. They pass these budgets. I think that, you know, and the CFO was on those calls and could have brought up whatever objections he had. I think we need to start passing these budgets. Can we please get to that?
Brenda, for the stack.
Tracy, were you on the stack as well? Did I hear you?
I'm on the stack, yes. I don't know where I am on the stack.
You're next on the stack.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The budgets are generally presented to the PNB by the Finance Committee. The CFO is one voting member of the Finance Committee, and the CFO fully participates in the conversations. I believe of the five budgets remaining that the CFO voted positively on all of them. So I'm not quite sure what Brian's point consists of, and I don't think with the end of the fiscal year expired almost a month ago, that it's particularly responsible to postpone the budgets further. We obviously are going to have a personnel matter going on for a period of time, so I don't know whether the suggestion is basically just not to have budgets or what, but I don't think we have the luxury of postponing the budgets. The board is the fiduciary agent of the organization, and it's our responsibility to approve and pass budgets. So I would say that we need to proceed.
All right, thank you. Was there anyone else on the stack? All right,
yes,
so
Brenda was on the stack.
Okay. All right, Brenda, go ahead.
So what I wanted to bring up was I would like to hear what the CFO has to say and any clarifications that I have on other budgets that I've reviewed. So I'm in favor of having the CFO present for the presentation of these budgets.
All right, thank you. So this is a motion. So we've had some objections to this, Richard, so we're going to need to have another vote on this.
Okay, you ready to vote?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, this is a motion to postpone the budget approval. Edward Seekard?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King? Norman?
I'm a little confused again on what. Could you tell me just quickly what the vote is again on?
Postponing the
budget approval. I'm sorry.
Since the CFO will not be on the call.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Stitt?
No.
No. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Reese?
Yes,
Alan?
Vote is that this be postponed, and a no vote is that it not be postponed, correct?
Correct.
No.
What'd you do?
I voted no, not to postpone.
No. Okay. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Polinar?
No.
No. Henschel? Uzel, no. Burton? Coleman?
No.
Roberts?
Yes.
Saba?
No.
No.
Hi, Carolyn. I knocked off. Sorry.
What are you voting? No?
To the vote is what? Sorry. I was not.
I'm sorry.
What
is, what are you voting, yes or no?
To do what? I'm sorry, I lost.
To postpone the budget approval.
No, I do not.
No.
No, absolutely no.
Okay, Roberts.
Oh, I said yes.
Oh, you said yes. I have trouble hearing you, Sheree. Lane Ewart? Lane Ewart? Okay. Did somebody pass? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I forgot I was muted.
Who is that? Janice?
Lane Ewart. I'm sorry. My vote is no.
No. Okay. I've got 7-7, but I'm not absolutely. Wait a minute. One. No. Excuse me, I was in the wrong column here. Okay, 7 yes. No.
So the motion fails. So are there any objections to the agenda at this point?
I have some questions. Point of yeah,
John,
point of inquiry or something. Benito.
Yes, Benito, please.
Yeah, I see that there are several items that are put under unfinished business, but they are dated as they were added today. And so I don't understand how that happens, and I don't understand how any of these items get put on the agenda ahead of old business, such as these election and governance, some of these other committee reports, I guess. And it's I just don't understand, that's all.
Point of order, Madam Chair, may I address that?
Yes, please.
I'm looking at the most recent agenda, and none of the unfinished business was added today. That may have been an early one that I noticed a mistake and took it off. But there are two new motions that were added today, and they're both under new business. Unfinished business comes before new business. There isn't anything new before the unfinished business.
Okay.
Can you answer that, please?
Well, I don't know. Can I respond to something?
Benito,
if you please make your comment, because we'd like to, if possible, move on.
Yeah,
to
it's just.
Agenda.
Yeah, my point.
Do you have another comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, my point is a question, is whether it's on. And I made a mistake, maybe. In terms of unfinished business, but even as new business, you know, these items are put before, you know, things that are old, you know, old committee reports and old committee motions. So I just don't understand how this occurs, because if that's how we do things, we ain't never going to get to some of those motions.
I'd like to make a recommendation that some of these issues that you're addressing about the agenda, if we could bring this up at the meeting in Houston, I think that might be an appropriate time. I think there are a lot of people that are concerned that there are a lot of things on the agenda that have not yet been addressed, have been on for a long time. So this is something we need to have a discussion about, but not probably on this call, if that's okay with you. Because it's in
John
Houston, we should have an opportunity to do some of that. Yes, John.
Yeah, but the issue is how do...
I would like to move that the item under new business, the PNB committee to investigate the KPFK PD search, to be moved to the top of the agenda following approval of the minutes.
Point of information.
Yes.
Point of information. Before John's motion is seconded, I mean, it sounds to me like the majority of us want to get to budgets and other
this
things.
Is not point of information.
Let me get to my point of information. Would it not be true that if this is not moved up and we don't get to it, then the net result will come up at the face-to-face meeting?
This is a debate, not a point of information.
Wait a minute.
I'll second the motion.
The motion's been seconded.
Madam Chair.
Can I make a point of order? I'm sorry, Heather. I would like to make a point of order.
No, please go ahead and make a point of order. Yes, thank you.
I think part of the problem here is that we're taking motions and amendments and substitutes and agenda stuff out of order. We had at the beginning of this a motion to approve the agenda as it was before all of this, and it actually hasn't changed. We've just voted down a whole bunch of suggestions. So what I would suggest is that when we get a motion like that we take that motion. If it fails, then we entertain all of these other changes. But if, in fact, that motion passes, then we would have already been having half an hour of a meeting. So it seems to me that at this point in time, the original motion to approve the agenda is on the floor and it needs to be voted up or down without anyone and everyone jumping in with amendments after the fact.
I'm inclined to agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We do have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda.
Point of order, Richard.
Yes, Richard.
As far as I know, the agenda has not been approved yet, and the director made a motion to move this motion up, and it was seconded, and I think it's in order.
Okay, so I'm going to take this position. So if you would like to speak, Benito, to the issue of moving this motion up to after the minutes approval, please speak on that. Otherwise, I'd like to move to a vote on this.
Brian, with a question.
Are you going to speak to that?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Benito. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this just proves the question. This proves my point. You know, in terms of the question that I asked earlier, I just don't understand. And I understand what you know. You're trying to move things along, and I know it's quite difficult at times. But this is precisely the point that people. You know, that motions get put on these agendas meeting after meeting after meeting as, you know, and they are new motions. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just that folks continue to, they continue to get addressed before older issues. And it just seems to me to be totally unfair to do something like that, and especially when it's being done meeting after meeting after meeting. And then to move up in this particular case, and I have nothing against the merits of the motion, by the way, but it's just that to move up a new motion to the top of the agenda, you know, it just it's like putting salt on the injury or whatever.
Point of
you know.
Order. Thank you, Benito, but we do have a motion here on the floor. I appreciate your comment.
Right, so I'm objecting for that reason.
Okay, thank you for that. But we do have the motion. There has been an objection, so I would like to vote on the movement of this motion.
Brian, may I motivate the motion, please, Madam Chair?
Yes, please go ahead and motivate the motion.
The reason that I move this up is because it's been something that has been languishing for KPFK for months and months and months and months. The first time I've seen notice of it, and I believe that we should consider it. It's something that could be done very, very quickly, but at least we would take something that has been hanging on for months and move it up and get it out of the way. And it does
All right,
say that
thank
we
you.
Will not consider it tonight. Thank you.
Okay. So the motion has been moved and seconded. Yes, Brian. Thank you.
John, maybe you can clarify for me. I don't understand what that item is asking us to do. It looks like it's just a notice to the board. It's not phrased as a motion or anything requesting action.
John, do you want to respond to that?
Yes. I want the issue to be brought to the fore immediately and not just to languish in the never-never land. We'll be meeting in person, and it will never have been brought to the attention of the PNB. So I just want it to come forward. That's a very simple request.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead.
Heather, if he is speaking about the report from the committee to investigate the PD search, wouldn't that have to come up in executive session anyway?
The issue is not coming up in the executive session right now, but it's the motion itself does not have to be in executive session.
And that the motion he's speaking of is the motion to
we're
going to work on this at the face-to-face meeting.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay.
So so there has been a motion. It's been seconded. So I'd like to have a vote on this because.
Okay. Am I on? Okay. Edward Seeger. Thank you. Edward Seeger.
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg.
Yes, I guess.
Yes. Siegel?
No.
Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King? Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Brazon?
No. I'm sorry,
no.
I passed.
Katia passed, okay. Brazon said no, correct?
Right, I said no.
Thank you. Crumb Show?
Yes.
Yes. Medina? Reese?
Is this to move the PD search up? Sure. Yes.
Yes. Alan?
Alan says, jeez. Alan says
no. Says what?
Alan
no.
says no.
Okay. Apollinar.
Can I pass, please?
You passed?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Okay. Hitchell? Uzel, yes. Burton?
No. I'm going to vote no.
No? Okay. Coleman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Somebody's got their water pipe working there. Roberts? Roberts?
Pass.
Pass? I think you said pass. Saba? Saba? Blaine Ewart?
Abstain.
Abstain. Stitch, pass.
I abstain.
Abstain. Apollinar pass.
Yes, my vote is yes.
Yes. Okay, Robert?
Richard.
Yeah, Sabah? Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Janice. May I be put on the spot?
656. So what? So the motion does not pass?
No, the motion passes 656.
Right. It passes. Okay. All right. Janice, you're on the stack. Go ahead.
Thank you. If I'm looking at my clock correctly, it's 9:26. I believe we voted to end this meeting at 9:30 to go into executive session, and we have not conducted one iota of agenda.
I believe it's 9:50, 9:50.
No, it's at 10:30. So hopefully we'll now move into this, but go ahead,
Eastern time.
Janice. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the time zone. Nevertheless, I'm not going to take up a lot more time reminding us that we are not moving forward. And I would urge us to please do the responsible work and move into the agenda now.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Janice. So are there any objections to the agenda as it is now?
I'm sorry. Yes, Serene.
There's an objection.
Can I just make the amendment instead of us going through the whole voting thing?
Yeah. Who is that? Sorry? Serene?
This is Serene. It's just about moving I just wanted to move the FP motion to immediately under the other, the CAI issue that's now on the agenda is 2A.
That's number 3B, right?
No, you have it as 2A. You have the report as 2A, and I wanted to move the FDA motion from the board to 2A1, essentially.
Now, which one? What are you suggesting we move?
The SCA motion.
The
SCA.
Okay, it's number three. It's under new business, number 3B.
And I'm asking...
And you wanted to move it up to second place. Okay. I got you. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Hello?
Second place after... Point of information. Second place after budgets or second place after the...
Same place after the one was just moved up to the top, the KPFPD search.
So, is there a second to this?
I second. That was
all right, there's a second. So,
if there's any objection.
Are there any objections to that?
I object. I want to get to the budgets.
All right, there's an objection. So, Kareem, you want to motivate your motion?
Sure, it actually has both budget and sustainability implications, so I think it would be well-suited to discuss, you know, before we get into those two things, although we won't actually be changing numbers tonight. It's a motion from the board about actually sharing, if you will, or having the station benefit from the sideband revenue for the rental of the antenna, since we're responsible for the $50,000 antenna rent. Any monies that are generated as a result of renting either or both of the sidebands should really benefit the station. And talking here about the
point
money
of order. Struggle.
I'm sorry. So have you finished your motivation, Serene?
Okay, thanks. So any monies that are generated as a result of the use of the antenna should really go to defray the expenses of the people who are paying for the antenna. Which
point of order. How does this fit in?
I'm sorry.
Discussion?
I just asked her to motivate the motion.
What is the motion?
So,
point of order.
The motion is to move the SCA sideband motion, which is under number 3 and new business, up after the movement of the PDSC search that we just moved. It gets a little bit confusing here.
It is very confusing.
I understand. However, hold on a minute, everyone. Now, I want to deal with this movement of this motion. So are there any objections to this? Or was there an objection? There was. Teresa,
yes.
Did you object? You objected. All right, so we are going to have to do another vote on this. Richard, let's do a vote.
Yes.
Hopefully this will be the last one. All right, Richard.
I wonder.
Okay. Brazon? Excuse me. Okay, Brazon? Can't hear you. Crumshow?
No.
Medina?
Yes.
Reese?
No.
Allen?
No.
Polinar?
No.
Hitchell? Can't hear you, Hitchell. Uzel, no. Burton?
No.
Coleman?
No.
Roberts?
Oh, yes. It was passed by the board without objection.
Yes, okay. Saba? Can't hear you, Monage. Is that Monage?
No, I said no. I'm sorry. No.
No. Okay. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Edward Seeger?
Abstain.
Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Diaz?
Abstain.
King? Can't hear you, Lizette. Norman?
No.
No. Stitt?
No.
No.
This is Lydia.
Somebody just come on, Lydia? Yeah. You want
to
vote in this?
Yeah, I had to change phones. I just got home. Yes.
Yes, okay. 4-12-2.
The motion does not pass. So are there any objections with the agenda now, as is? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. And I'm going to ask Summer to come back on. I'm going to start doing the timekeeping. Summer?
Yes, thank you, Heather.
Please, Chair, thank you.
So our new agenda then is minutes approval, PD search, and...
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I move that we postpone the minutes because I didn't get them out.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Secretary. So it's going to be PD search, the presentation of a report by members of the WBI, LSB, and staff, and then budget, correct? Is that our new reported situation here? Just checking. I'm not hearing anybody argue with me, so I'm going to say that's what I've heard go down in the last hour that it took us to approve this agenda. 45 minutes, sorry, it took to approve this agenda. So, to whom shall I pass the floor regarding the PD search committee, if that is the first item of business? Will a member of that committee please present the motion or the report? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Richard, where did we actually put this on the agenda? Where did you put it?
Is it not the first on the agenda?
It is. But he...
Well, the question to me?
Yes.
Yeah, where did you put this on the agenda?
It's the first item of business.
Thank you. Very good. So, PD search.
Yes.
You, Heather, go ahead, please.
So let me read this. I just want the board to know that the search committee or the PNB committee to investigate the JPFK PD search committee has completed its report. But let me just read this motion. We intend on presenting this at the Houston. So this is our motion. The PNB committee to investigate the KPFK PD search has completed its research and prepared its report. Because of confidentiality and constraint and time constraints, the report will be presented at the Houston PNB meeting. There should be no further action toward the search for the KPFK program director position until the PNB committee's presentation and consideration of the report has taken place at that meeting.
Is that in the form of a motion?
It's in the form of a motion, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. Can you clarify, point of clarification? Did you say KPFK or KPFA?
KPFK.
I'll second the motion.
So, all right. So the motion is to second it. I think that the motion speaks for itself, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So, to be clear, the motion is simply asking that no further action proceed at this time until the findings of the investigative committee has presented its report at the meeting in Houston, correct?
I'm sorry. I object, and I'd like to be on the stack.
And then I'll get to you, Brenda.
Yeah, and this is Lydia.
Thank you. Let me please get a response from the person to whom I directed the question. Thank you. I'm sorry, Heather, correct? That is the intent of this motion,
yes? That's correct.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the motion speaks for itself, as we said, and I will take the stack. I have Brenda and Lydia. Anyone else to the stack?
Benito.
Benito. Anyone else?
Serene, please.
Serene. Anyone else? Right,
Carolyn.
I'm sorry, who?
Carolyn.
Okay. So I've got Brenda, Lydia, Benito, Serene, Carolyn, and I can take others if need be. Brenda, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry, who presented this motion?
Heather Gray, she's part of the investigative committee.
And I'm sorry, under what investigation of a previous search committee or the current search committee?
The prior search committee. Well, actually, the search process is my understanding.
Okay. Well, I object to that because I feel that the PMB has done sufficient to stall the process for the PD search committee, and I find that unnecessary to hinder the process of us having already an interim for over 3 years. And so I find that very disheartening that directors on this board want to stall that process any further. That's it.
Thank you. Lydia?
Yes. The mandate for this committee was not to revisit
motions by the PMB regarding the search committee. The mandate of this committee was to investigate a specific action or very alleged action by the previous search committee. A new search committee has been constituted to the letter of what the PMB has passed. Even when it was revised, it was passed again. So the current to slow us down at this juncture is insane. Unless there is something wrong, something egregious, then this motion violates the bylaws. Again, I know it doesn't mean much to the board majority, but you're violating the bylaws again, which tasks the LSB with forming such a committee and to have a search process for a new PD or for a PD, permanent PD, at KPFK.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Lydia, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I find objectionable the director's comment about the board being nonchalant about breaking the bylaws. I don't think that's true, and I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's honest. So I would say that that's out of order.
I'll send you the list.
Thank you very much. And obviously there were significant breaches in the prior committee, which is why this board voted to have an investigation of what occurred there. So, in fact, they were serious enough to shut down the search process entirely. So,
John to the stack, please.
Thank you. I've got you, John. Benito, you're next.
Yeah, you know, this is the first I'm hearing of this issue. I read the motion on the agenda, and I didn't know what this was all about. I still don't know what this is all about. And so, whereas I understand that the motion is proposing that we just talk about it in Houston, I don't even see how I'm qualified, or any of the new PMB members are qualified, to even vote on this motion one way or the other. Since we don't know what this is all about, and obviously I can see now from the two people that just spoke that there's some history to this, and we don't, and the rest of us who are new know nothing whatsoever about this. So I think it's sort of unfair to put us in that kind of position.